This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
That's kind of silly.
The events in this podcast are based on a real story.
Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for gathering in the town square. It's so lovely to have you here on this lovely...
solstice.
Yes, the winter solstice.
It's giving Avatar.
Oh,
no, yeah. It's giving the solstice.
Oh, and we're going to have our winter solstice ball tonight at the palace. The palace. The king and queen, at the palace. Queen Beyonce and...
Hey guys, she's holding me here against my will.
And our lovely Joker.
She's got
Jester,
a gun.
Got
a gun to my
head. The Jester, Molly McCran, Moldogger Kingdom.
Moldogger. Okay, so.
You're not from Moldogger Kingdom. You're from the silly kingdom.
The kind of silly realm. Now.
Kind of silly realm. Sorry.
Before we get into this,
yes.
Can we please explain to the listeners what the fuck we're doing?
Okay, well, show of hands in the audience that are listening right now, okay? Show of hands, everyone. Who likes medieval times?
Okay, guys, come on. Like, be honest.
Literally put your hands up, okay?
Guys,
like, don't be shy.
Literally, like, it's 2024.
Okay, yeah, no, I see you in the back there. Yeah.
All right, guys.
So there's at least three people.
At least three of you love medieval New York City.
Thank you, Matt Berry. So now, this is a very, I don't know why I'm talking in this way. This is a very historically accurate, medieval podcast coming to you. Sorry, a podcast. It's a live talk.
Scroll.
The
old ancient scroll that has been doused in tea and old fire.
We're going to say old farts.
Old fucking farts, bitch.
It's been farted on by king.
No swearing in this kingdom.
Oh, sorry. No, blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
So,
poppycock.
Okay, so thank you for joining us at the kind of silly realm.
Okay.
Times Square. The silly square.
The silly square. So,
the silly center.
Please explain to the listeners what the hell is going on.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, so thank you all for coming again. Sorry, I know I keep saying that, but I really am truly grateful.
Get on with it.
So today we're going to be talking about how to seduce a suitor, aka, more importantly, more specifically, how to win a prince or princess. So, a lot of you in the audience...
Or a they says.
Oh, a they says.
We're inclusive here, guys, at Silly Gang. So
a royal, period. So...
How to seduce
a royal.
A royal.
Okay, so you want the crown, you want the jewels, correct?
Just sucks.
Nope.
This is awful.
That's the point. Molly, I've got some questions
please,
for you.
Please, this is so bad. Okay.
If you're in your very historically accurate medieval times.
Yes.
And say you are one of them queers. Correct.
You are one of them queers. I would have been fucking like beheaded and thrown in a river.
Witch.
Okay, like all the witches were lesbians and I stand by that.
Correct.
So Molly Dogger.
Molly Dogger.
From the Realme. So what shoes would you wear to seduce your princessa?
So, a great question. I think I would walk down to the local parlour and buy the best shoes in town.
Are they pointy?
Oh.
Like little elf shoes?
They're so pointy.
Oh, God, what colour?
They would be brown and would have little leather points.
Oh, I love that.
Just describing an elf. And then I would buy...
With your little elfy pointy brown shoes.
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle would you do in your medieval guitar?
So I would use my spit and mud routine.
Oh, yeah.
And I would absolutely go, hey, guys, get ready with me to go out and seduce a medieval peasant. So
princessa.
Princessa. So what I would do, first of all, guys, I'm just going to grab my mud. This is, you guys can get this anywhere. Like, I just like the kind of cheap kind. What I usually do is I just like walk out of my little hut.
Right.
And I just like look down and I get my mud and then I just like put it through my hair. Then right. I go and get my spit and I just like spit into right. my hand.
Are you one of those girlies that... What are you one of them queers that uses the...
are you one of them queers?
Are you one of them girlies that uses the sticks in the ground to curl your hair?
Oh my God. And oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up. Peasant 1515857. Yes, I do use the sticks and I do curl my hair. And then
beautiful.
Yes. Anyway, so now we're ready for the date. And I really...
Okay. On the date, on the date.
On the date.
Now, we know the royals love a bit of hunting. Correct?
Yes.
Correct?
Period.
So what animal would you hunt in the forest to impress the princessa?
Okay. So first of all, to set the scene, she's the princessa of the castle and I am a mere peasant.
Incorrect.
But our lives are going to crush. So I would...
Forbidden love.
Forbidden love. I would go to the forest. I would find the finest... fox in all the land.
Tender, but, lean meat.
But as I'm queer, I'm probably a vegetarian.
Witch!
Witch!
Vegetarian witch!
Okay, so first of all, I think I would like... Oh, sorry. First of all, I would...
Being a vegan in medieval times.
What the fuck would you eat?
Oh, grass.
Nah, tomatoes and shit.
Veggies, delicious.
What?
I said veggies.
Oh, I thought you said cheese. And I was like, I think you need to learn what a vegan is.
Yeah, animal products.
Anyway, to impress my damsel, I would go out to and buy a fox.
No, you know, wouldn't hunt the fox?
No.
The hunting is the most impressive part.
Yeah, I'd pretend. I'd pretend I did it, but I'd just buy it.
Okay, what weapons would you pretend you caught it with?
My axe.
Your axe? Jesus, that's quite gruesome.
I know.
No.
And then at the palace ball at 6 p.m. Fuck, what a
So the king then starts to bid off for bid off sounds like they're
jacking. No, okay, so
bid off their daughter.
It's actually got intense. Okay, here's the thing.
What?
She's bisexual, but she doesn't know it yet.
Oh my God.
Me when I'm delusional.
plot twist, this is actually just your fantasy book you're writing.
This just got really intense. Okay, so like literally she's in the ballroom.
Okay.
And like all the guys are there, and then like literally I'm just like there in the background, like model in my face. Like I'm just like so mysterious. Like I'm just like so mysterious, guys. I'm just like so mysterious.
No, you look at her and then the music from the Lego Batman movie happens.
No.
We'll take it from here. Molly Tucker from silly, of the kind of silly realm.
But you know what's happened? Oh my God. In an attempt to impress her, I went out the back and I tried to shoot this fox, and then the groundskeeper went, "Oi, what are you doing?" And then
no, it's groundskeeper Willie.
What
are you doing? Oh, I'm trying to... So shoot me, fox, you fucking cunt. That is my pet.
And then
I've had him since he was a wee baby.
And then groundskeeper Willie takes me inside. And then the princess is walking through to go to the fucking ceremony. And then he goes, "What should I do with her?" And I'm like, "Oh." And I rock up and I'm like,
"Oh." Come. And she's like, "Wait,
let her." No, but she doesn't do anything. She looks at me and we have a moment. And then she goes, "Let her go." And groundskeeper Willie goes,
"What do you mean, princess, you stupid fuck? I don't want to let that bitch go. She just tried to kill me fucking fox that I've known since a wee bit. I adopted that motherfucker when he was born."
And then she goes, "Willie."
Willie, shut the fuck up, okay?
Willie, shut the fuck up.
I know.
Willie, seriously, shut the fuck up.
I know, it's like difficult.
But she has a go and she goes, Stop! Go back to the ball. I'll deal with her. And then he thinks she's going to put him in her place or some shit. Yeah. And then
she goes to her guards and she's like, take her to my private quarters.
No, I reckon, they can't start like rooting yet.
No, they won't. But she's just going to show her like precious jewel collection.
I thought it was going to be.
No, she's going to be like, you're my PI.
She's going to let her go. She has to let her go. We've got to build the tension.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, so she lets her go.
I'm so excited.
And the princess is like, oh my God. Like, so the princess like literally lets her go. And the girl's very confused. But
the Akatar books are quaking right now.
Yeah, literally every Harry Potter was found in a ditch. this is not Harry Potter inspired, but yeah. Anyway, so then the servant girl runs out the back. She's a servant now, and then basically the next day, the princess and the king and queen or whatever the fuck are walking through, and she's with her new suitor, and his name's Dave.
Oh, and his name's Dave.
This got really good. I'm so sorry. I know.
Wait, I'll play Dave.
Okay,
so you
pretend Dave's a fucking dickhead.
You pretend to be the princess for a second,
Dave. What do you think of that beautiful little shop? I heard the man in there is selling...
He looks like a real cunt. You reckon we should go throw eggs at his fucking window? That shit would be so funny. You know what? Last year I fucking TP'd that shop. It was so fucking funny. Dude was fucking screaming at 4 a.m.
Dave.
And then the fucking coppers like came down fucking street. It was so funny. And then like, and your dad, he was like in the window of the palace. He had no fucking idea.
Thank you, Dave. And then she has to like pretend to like him, but she fucking hates him.
Because his royal, he's part of another kingdom with a lot of money. And the
Wesselton.
King, Wessel, what?
Frozen?
Wesselton. Wesselton. And the princess's father, the king.
Imagine.
Their kingdom is failing financially, so they're marrying into this family.
Imagine if the only piece of evidence in 3,000 years of human existence was the Kind of Silly podcast. And it was
just exclusively
this episode.
I'm gonna put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode, but I'm gonna leave it in here as well, just so that people can like really get a grip. Okay, ready?
The events in this podcast are based on a real story.
Okay, and then so she's walking through the town with Dave. Say hi, and Dave.
Yeah, what fucks up, cunt? I'm Dave.
Great. And there's been a moment where Dave's annoyed her, and he did a shooey. Dave did a shooey, which for international listeners is where you put alcohol in a shoe and then
usually
drink
beer.
It. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's usually like VB.
Yeah, it's rank. But basically, she's run into like an alley, I reckon, like a little alleyway.
No, what if instead of the alley, what if she's like running into like the hedge maze in
their
garden?
No, but it can't be too official. I think she's just gone off the path.
She's gone to like the local tavern, and
but she just wants to
wants to get away from the royal.
Wants
life.
To get away from it. It's gonna be from
She just wants to be a normal girl.
She just wants to be a normal girl. Like she can't. Like,
so she's
in fashion school. So she just wants to go to fashion school.
she wants to go to fashion school so bad.
Side.
And then the king's like, no, no,
I
do
though. She goes to the tavern.
Yeah.
And she has like a cloak over her face and no one knows who
she is.
I'll be the
bartender.
Shrek 2. Sorry.
I'll be the bartender.
This is so Shrek. Okay. And
you're the princess for a sec. I'll be the bartender.
And she goes, one ale, please.
Okay. Well, the ale's going to be about 50 cents. Do you have that on
Why are they all Australian?
The ale's going to be about 50 cents, yeah? What was that? I don't know what this like. I don't know. Oh,
it's Scottish.
It's Scottish again. Sorry, I've only got two accents.
Okay, so she goes. They're in Scotland, and she goes.
So this was in a time of like financial boom. So like there was no recession at this
sorry,
point.
Sorry, can I say we've done Scottish, Australian, British, American,
Molly of Moldog of Realm. I mean of the Kind of Silly Realm.
No,
shut up.
No, listen.
I'm in the middle. I'm in mango. I mean cantaloupe. So
melon. Apple.
Just for context, guys, for the bar, I just needed to set the financial situation. So at the moment, it's in an economic boom. So like nowadays, like a beer will cost you at least $8. But like at this point in time, like things were a lot cheaper. So that's why the bartender said that the beer was about 50 cents. Anyway, continue.
Right. Anyway, okay. So She's just gone to the tavern. She's run off from Dave because he's being a fucking prick. And she's run into the tavern. I'm going to say she's like in like a back room.
Okay, I'll play the princess now and you play you.
Okay, fine. Okay, so this is
where you're finishing your
shift. My name?
You're Molly Dogger.
You're Molly Duggar.
You're Molly Duggar, okay. Of the kind of silly realm. Okay. And you have secret riches, but she doesn't know that yet.
No, I'm poor.
No, I think that...
No, I have to be poor.
No, I know what... You know what I think it is? I think that you actually are secretly rich, but you're trying to fall... You're trying to find someone that is falling in love with you for who you are.
Boring. No, and then when you get married, she's poor. Rich. No, two different... No,
you're like dirt poor?
Yeah, dirt poor.
Like you got mud in your hair, dirt
yeah.
poor.
Like I literally did my morning routine with
your spit and mud.
No, but she has... They have to literally... Because that's the whole point. Like, she's the rich bitch. I'm the poor little... Poor.
Okay.
So I've walked into the Tav.
Into the Tav?
I walked in the fucking Tav. No, I don't walk
out. Okay, I'll be the princess.
Okay, and we walk out the back. I don't think I think it's her to start. I think I bump into her.
I'm crying in the alleyway.
Are you all right, my lady?
I'm so sorry. I feel like the last time I spoke to you, you had a different accent.
What was my accent? Fuck.
Your accent was the same as mine before.
Okay, if someone started talking to me with this accent, I'd run. I'd be like, fuck, I'm not dating you. All right, no, I'm going to go Scottish.
Okay.
Are you all right, my lady? Fucking talk.
Sorry, I was just trying to decipher if you were speaking in an Irish accent, but then I was like, no, it's fine.
All right, my lady? Yeah, I think I'm Irish.
I think
you're
Irish.
Okay, all right, guys, another accent added.
Sorry.
No, that's fair. It's another, we've done
We're just really multicultural, okay, guys?
Are you all right, my lady?
No, it's just I've been betrothed to
No, she hasn't revealed yet. No, too much information.
Okay,
she's
backtrack, time out.
I don't know she's the princess.
Yeah, okay. It's just things aren't really going my way lately.
Perfect. Nice and vague, as they always do. I know what you mean. I've been coming to this tavern once a month to try and get a job, but they keep turning me away.
Well, out the front, they actually flipped the hiring sign. They're not actually hiring at the moment. Maybe that's why. That's the problem.
That makes sense. No! Oh my God, I saw it. I was saying, ready? I thought of something.
Yeah, okay.
So, and then this girl goes, she shows kindness and she goes, I'm sorry you're going through such troubles. And then the princess says, wait. And she goes, she offers her a job.
I have a job for you.
You? Where do you work? I'm British again.
At the palace.
Do you know?
I need a private investigator.
What?
A royal private investigator.
No, she needs just like a fucking...
No,
like, this is shit. Okay, fine, I'll invest.
Okay, it's an improv.
Why?
Okay, sorry, time out.
Sorry, I know it's like never say no, but you can say no if it's a shit offer.
No, the rules of improv, you have to just keep going.
Fine, all right, okay.
From now on, we're just going to roll with it.
A private investigator, you say?
Yes, you see... I need to find some dirt.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. I judged too fast. It's got good.
Yeah. What the fuck, Molly?
Sorry.
Sorry, Molly Talker.
Okay. So, and then I go, and then you know what? Ready? I go, wait, what? How can you afford a private investigator?
You don't
takes
need to
off know. Cloak.
Oh, takes off cloak. taking off cloak.
The princess.
Princessa.
The prince. What accent? The princessa. What are you doing here?
You see, I just needed something.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you need my LinkedIn? Do you need my seek?
Yeah.
Do you need my resume?
Yeah. Do you have any referees?
Do you have any references? I've got my scroll on LinkedIn. I've got a few references. I worked in hospo. I worked.
You hand over a sepia photo. That's my headshot.
Yeah, that's my resume. It's been doused in fucking tea leaves and shit. Anyway.
Okay.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer.
Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
And yes. Let's do a little bit of a timeout. So, okay, so narration, let's just say days passed. Am I in the palace now? Yeah, you're in the palace now.
We're going to go to a tense moment.
Okay, ready?
Fine. So fine. But we've got to do groundskeeper Willie and go, what is she doing here?
Okay, let's just say groundskeeper Willie is not a fan of her.
So let's just say they have beef.
So he's trying to kill me. Oh my God, yeah, okay.
He's trying to kill me because my family. No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why groundskeeper Willie has
groundskeeper
beef.
Willie's actually related to Dave.
Period. Also that, but also I think groundskeeper Willie's family are like the slaves that like work there, and now it's like a new slave family with her might be coming in, but she's not trying to take over.
No. I reckon she wants to free them.
Who?
The princess. Sa.
Yeah, right.
She's like aware of the slavery. Yeah. Lineage, not yet, but like when she becomes aware of it, she's like, "What the fuck?" to her parents.
Yeah.
And then like
the parents are like, "What? We were just hungry.
Like, get with the times.
We were just hungry.
Like, get with the period piece. It's just what we do in the times." And she's like, "Dude, what the fuck?"
She's like, "We literally have peasants running around. They're like actually,
what? I didn't know that you weren't paying them. I didn't know that you were holding their families hostage.
Yeah. What's their grossly income? What are they paying casual rates?" And they're like, "We pay them in bedding." Anyway. All right. So we've stuck back into the castle. Yeah. Do you think I work with her in secret?
No, I think that she is like, no, you know what? Okay, I'm going to be the princess again.
Okay. Let's just go back.
This is some backstory.
We're in the princess's room.
So everyone at the palace currently thinks that you are my personal assistant, correct?
Yes.
So when we're going anywhere, I need you to pretend like I've got you a little clipboard here. It's a medieval clipboard. So when we're walking around, if I'm following you, I just need you to make
sure. It's just like a piece of bark.
Yeah, it's just a piece of bark. it's a piece of parchment. It's a little scroll.
Yes.
I think you're going to pretend to be organizing my meeting. But I'm actually like, I'm not neurodivergent, so I'm actually like really good at doing that. So I don't actually need you to do
no,
that.
No, it was.
But
it
you're
was,
actually going to be my private investigator.
Could you imagine people in the 17th century talking about mental health? That would be so funny. They'd be like,
I have to meditate at 4 a.m., okay?
They'd be like, I literally need to go to my
I need to sun my butthole this afternoon. So you're going to be my private investigator. And don't worry, my quarters are quite large. So there's a room for you down the hall, all right?
And so
here's your room. It's not much, but...
I really appreciate... Princess.
You have to do that. It's perfect.
It's not much, but... No, you go on a rant about how it's, like, not perfect.
It's not perfect, and I've been meaning to get the curtains changed and the giant wardrobe...
It's perfect. Thank you, Princess.
No problem.
And then this has just turned into a fanfic. I'm so sorry.
No, but they stare at each other for a while.
No, I reckon they...
Oh, my God, someone's just come into the room. Who is it? Is it my cat?
Hi, Marcy. Oh my God, Marcy. No. That's not Marcy. That's
Grisabel.
The cat of the castle.
That's a cursed human into a cat.
Yeah, we've just dramatically walked past each other in the bedroom that you've just gave to me.
Yeah.
Very nicely.
So now we're in our respective rooms and we spent the next couple days hanging out every so often, but we kind of just give each other lingering
looks.
I think
radio silence. I think it's like
radio silence.
There's no talking. But one time during the night, I've got something.
Oh my God, one of them has a nightmare.
Yes. All right. Who? Which bitch? Not the princess, because the slave wouldn't go into the princess's room because she might get like killed.
She's not a slave.
Oh, whatever. She's just a peasant. If a peasant walked into the princess's room, that would not be okay. But I think...
But I think that's why it should be.
All right. Amp it up. All right, let's go. All right, so
the princess is having a nightmare. No.
Princess? are you okay?
Sorry, I didn't want you to see me like this.
And then groundskeeper Willie walks past. Keep it down!
Keep it down, princess. I can hear your fucking nightmare. You have the same fucking nightmare every 3 fucking days. Like, fucking hell.
Yeah, he's got no empathy. Like, he's not very nice.
Jesus. Anyway.
And then he keeps walking. And then... And I hide when he does that. I hide behind a curtain. Bruh.
It's just... Sometimes I have nightmares about the time when my parents gave me up to this man.
And now,
Dave! No, no, I've got an idea. What? I've got an idea. Dave's gone to the bathroom.
No, Dave's not in the palace yet.
No, I think Dave is.
But he's in another wing.
No, he's in that room, bitch. Dave's gone out for a midnight snack. And she's had a nightmare.
Oh my God.
And then, ready? She goes to step in to comfort her. But then... Quick! You have
get in the closet! Get into the armoire! She opens the door to the armoire.
And then Dave comes
and Molly
back.
Molly the kind of silly rum pops into the armoire.
And then Dave, go on. Dave comes back in and he goes...
You're the princess now, I'll be...
Yeah.
Babe, what the fuck are you doing? I just took a fat fucking load in the fucking chamber pot. Anyway, so like, well, I fucking heard something in here. Was there... Are you talking to someone, babe?
No.
Are you fucking sure? Because I swear to God, I heard some bitch in here.
I'm ready. And then she goes, no, I just had a nightmare.
And then fucking pussy.
Yeah. He's got no... Babe's got...
Anyway, I'm going back to sleep. I got a hunting session, but fucking...
But I'm also... Dave's a really light sleeper as well.
Okay, so yeah.
So he's got to go, and I've got a hunting session and I'm a really light sleeper, so shut the fuck up.
Okay, so now the princess, I reckon, is trying to like get him out of the room. And so she's going to be like, oh, why don't we go for a midnight stroll so that
yes.
Molly Togov of the kind of city realm can get out of the armoire.
Okay, so basically, oh my God, okay, so the prince...
I don't want to go for a fucking midnight walk, babe, seriously. You want to go...
And then ready? I'm going to be the princess. Quick, Dave, I need you to come down the hall. I need you to see painting, this naked painting I've done.
A naked painting, fucking oath. All right, fine, I'll come.
Okay, so then the princess, in like as the princess and Dave are walking out, like there's like a peep...
If this was a movie, there would be like the shot that's like
there's like an ajar door of Molly Dogger of the
in the armoire,
and then they go down the hallway, and I sneak back to my room, and that's it. So, all the princess has gotten from that is like compared to Dave, Dave's a bit of a red flag, and
yes. Okay, so next day the princess is I'll be the princess again. You be Molly Dogger of the kind of silly realm, Molly Dogger the fifth. I go up to you and I go, Molly Dogger,
where are we?
This is in the room. I think Dave's gone out for his hunting sesh.
Yep.
I...
Can you do Dave leaving for the hunting sesh?
Bye, babe. I'm going to go fucking kill a fox. Hey. Maybe I'll fucking kill Willy's while I'm at it. He's such a cunt. Oi, Dave, shut the fuck up about my fox, you stupid cunt. I can fucking hear you down here, you stupid fucking idiot cunt. And all right, fucking Willy, you're soap. You're funny every time, man. All right, see you, babe, you sexy fuck.
So Dave leaves.
Another princess.
Okay. I love it. Imagine if the narrator had to be like, says Dave. Says Dave.
Should we do an audiobook?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, I think we need to do a part two to this at some point.
Yeah.
So, let's say
they're alone in the room together.
Yeah. So, Princessa comes over. I'm going to be the Princessa.
She goes,
so, Molly Dogger, now that you've been acquainted with the Palace, I am now going to give you your investigation papers and your task.
Yes.
Now,
yes, Princess.
You have, thank you. You have to. And I know this sounds rather terrible, but I need you to dig some dirt up on Dave.
Anything you wish, miss.
Thank you.
And then they share a longing look as if they're connecting and Molly Dogger is completely aware of why. She's like, I get it. He's such a cunt. And I know that deep down that she doesn't want to marry him. And they shared that with just one look.
And then the princess goes, say... Oh, wait, you're the princess. Go.
No, I'll be Molly Dogger for a sec.
The princess goes, and then I turn to leave, and she goes, say, oh, I've got it. She goes, are you any good with styling? And she, yeah, you be Molly. Styling? Me?
Babe, styling? No.
She's like,
styling.
I'm just a simple wench.
Styling, yes, no, I
actually,
can.
Put me as Molly again.
Okay, you do Molly. I'll do
styling? I'm just a simple wench. And then she asks her to plait her hair is where this is going.
Yeah, okay. Are you any good at braids?
I used to do my sister's by the lake.
Awesome, could you do mine?
Sure. And then she goes...
And then they sit in the beauty powder room.
Powder?
The
pounding room.
Yeah.
The powder.
Powder.
Room. Guys, stop with your dirty smart minds.
Boys at the back, seriously.
Boys at the back. And then anyway, so she goes over and I'm braiding her hair.
And the princess is like, your fingers are quite soft.
Damn!
Can you tell that I read erotica for fun?
I actually can. All right, and then and then
yeah, I believe it.
But then and then ready, and then they're braiding in silence. But it's like there's tension there, and like, what did you just say?
Your fingers are quite soft.
And then after like 5 minutes, she goes, she looks, ready? Molly Dogger of this kind of silly realm looks up. She sees Dave out the window hunting with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And she goes, I have to go. And then the princess says,
don't leave.
I'm sorry, miss. Okay. And then she yeets. Yeah. And then she goes back to her room and then she shuts the door. And then Molly Dogger goes behind the door and like pants and is like, no, you can't. And then
I can't go down that path.
Fives, you literally can't. And then she goes,
and then Dave's like, and you hear Dave out the window going, ah, fuck, I just killed a fucking pigeon. Dude, look, he's so fucking dead. Dude, I fucking shot him. I fucking shot him and he's fucking twitching. Look at his little fucking body, stupid.
And then the
cunt.
Princess starts crying. They both start crying in their rooms.
Yeah. Like, but it's silent tears.
Yeah, it's silent tears. And then next day, and
let's you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a part two.
Okay.
We're part two to this, I reckon.
I'm sorry, guys.
We're going to leave it on a cliffhanger. Okay. And we're going to leave it on, let's do it, the final scene of chapter one of this.
This is just chapter one. Yeah. Guys, I'm not even joking. I would read this. I know this is so bad. So, like, this started out, I'll be honest.
I'm sorry, but Sarah J. Maas, you better be listening to this because this is your next
book. This started out as like Jess and I were just going to talk about medieval stuff and do accents.
Yeah,
and
how to, no, we literally started, this episode's supposed to be how to seduce a royal medieval times.
But now we're
And now it's like a fucking audio novel.
Now it's a lesbian fanfic. And I'm
love it.
I'm kind of into it. Okay,
I want to play Dave for the rest of my life.
Dave is so funny. Dave.
Anyway, so let's do Dave next
would be,
day.
Dave would be played by Jacob Elordi.
Oh my God, that would be fucking hilarious.
Ready, dream. Next episode is Dreamcast.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Fuck yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll keep going. Okay, so.
Wait, what's the princess's first name?
Oh, who cares? Princess.
Her name
she tells her. This is the chapter where she tells her. Okay, ready? Because she doesn't, her name's secret. All right, ready? So, Dave, okay, ready? This is the last chapter. Dave and the princess went hunting. Okay?
Oh, yeah, Dave's like, babe, I'm going to show you my sick ass hunting skills.
I'll be the princess. I'll come with you. Okay, Dave, let. And she's trying to be open to Dave. She's trying to like him.
So what you're going to do is you want to make sure your stance is right. No, you're wrong, babe. Open your legs a little bit more.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. No, so your stance is a little bit wrong. No. Okay, so if you're going to do that, you're actually going to break your hamstring. So no. Okay, babe, seriously. Are you listening to me? Are you even listening to me?
And then Dave goes, and then Dave has a tantrum and runs off.
Babe, you literally, no, fuck this. I'm actually going to go hunting with the boys because you're actually fucking insufferable.
No.
You're actually, no, babe, princessa.
But Dave, you can't leave me in the middle of the forest.
Oh, princessa, you're actually fucked. So I'm going to leave and I'm going to go meet Jono at the tab.
Jono. Right?
And we're going to go hunting in the Bullywog forest, all right?
All right.
Let's just say that Molly Dogger of the kind of silly realm is sorry, I've got to go back to my narrator voice. Molly Dogger of the kind of silly realm has been watching in the distance, trying to get dirt on Dave, and she's just so disgusted at the way the princess is being treated.
And she's not being creepy. She's just like the princess setting her out and said
she's with her old timey camera because she's trying to snatch some stuff of Dave.
And then so Dave runs off and goes, yeah, can't.
Dave.
And then he goes off on his horse, and then the princess is alone on the floor, and they're in the middle of a clearing.
And Molly Dogger walks up.
And it's sunset.
Princess. Oh, Molly Dogger. Goodness. Were you spying on Dave for me?
And then ready? She gets intense. She goes, you know, I don't even know your name.
Oh, I don't tell many people my name. It's for safety reasons. I don't really want to dox myself because all the people that know me, they could like search me up on the local tavern records. So the local kingdom records, like in the, what's it called? The tea-stained book. You know how they have a yellow book?
And then she just goes on a weird rant. And then I go... Fair enough. And I turn away. And then she goes,
My name is Amabeth.
And mine's Moldogger of the kind of silly realm podcast.
I learned that the day I fucking met you, but yes, I don't tell many people that. And
they're like 4 meters apart, like
I just thought that you should know, considering you're my friend.
And then she needs to be like,
why are you out here?
Because I'm you told me to spy. And then, no. Why are you out here?
No. Like, really. Why are you out here?
I wanted to make sure you were all right.
I appreciate it. Dave's gone off to the tavern, so maybe you could get some dirt on him there. I'll go.
I'll go to the tavern.
Thank you. I have to leave. I'll see you back at the Palais. at 8 p.m.
Princess, remember.
You should know. You know what? It's like, Princess, one more thing. And she's like, what? And then Molly Dogger is like, Amabeth is a beautiful name.
Oh, I'll say that. Amabeth's a beautiful name.
Amabeth is literally such a fucking lovely name. You should never have heard that. I'm going to go tell everyone now.
Princess, one more thing.
Yes?
Amabeth's a lovely name. And so are you.
And then she runs away.
She blushes and she runs away.
And then she runs away.
She goes into the palace and she's like in her powder room and she's like, yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god, why was that good? Okay, guys, seriously. We have to do a part two on this.
I'm actually so excited about this story.
But part two. So basically, as a recap, Dave's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
she's betrothed to Amabeth the princess. She like knows that he's a bit sus and wants some dirt on him so she can like get out.
So she hired a royal medieval private investigator.
Yep. But
posing as her personal assistant.
Yep. Groundskeeper Willie from The Simpsons is just like a bit
is there wearing a medieval tunic.
He's just mean.
Molly Dogger has pointy shoes.
And Molly Dogger has pointy shoes. And she's in love with the princess.
Thank you for listening to our sapphic improvised medieval podcast. Novel.
It was literally going to be just us doing impressions of like.
I like this. I think we should do this like every couple weeks.
Yeah,
and we should just keep doing this story. I like it.
Yeah,
tell us in the comments if you like this story.
We maybe need a narrator. Like we need to do the voices and the narrator.
I think we can do it, but I think we should get sound effects and like music.
Yeah.
We'll create a whole thing. This is a great idea, guys.
Guys, we're gonna like. I know
production will go into.
We're
this.
So fine if sometimes some of you skip these episodes,
but this is great.
Invested.
This is.
But yeah. I love a story.
So good.
And wait, where do we name this? The tales of
Molly Dogger the Fifth from Kind the Silly Realm.
surely Amabeth. Amabeth and Moldogger.
Amabeth X Moldogger. The medieval story.
Period.
It's a period. It's a period piece.
Period.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Oh, that's kinda silly.